A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God is crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, and also an heir through God. Responsorial footsteps.
Thus after you, Virgin Mary, we shall follow in your footsteps.
Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain?
Thus after you, Virgin Mary, we shall follow in your footsteps.
He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue,
draw us after you, Virgin Mary, we shall follow in your footsteps.
Who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord.
Draw us after you, Virgin Mary, we shall follow in your footsteps.
Who lends not his money at usury, and accepts no bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be disturbed.
Draw us after you, Virgin Mary, we shall follow in your footsteps.
Alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Blessed.
Blessed indeed that we get to be where all the Carmelites started from, at this very place. So my very first Mass was with our sisters. My parents weren't even there at my first, well, my father was gone already, but nobody was there for my family, just me and the Carmelite nuns. And I said the Mass for someone else. And every time at my anniversary, my very first Mass was there, I would go back every year, it doesn't exist anymore, but I'd rededicate my priesthood to the Blessed Mother. So it's always been one of those very special things for me to go to Carmel. And here is the very last gift that Jesus ever gave us, correct? On the cross, the very last gift he said was, Behold your mother. And then John took Mary into his care. Huh? Now John, in the Gospel of John, always represents the whole church. So sometimes people think that we worship Mary and Mary gets in the place of, shut up, please. I don't worship anybody except Jesus Christ. Let me give you a clue. But Jesus, who is God, needed Mary by the divine will. He needed her to say yes to his will, or there'd be no salvation in the church. There'd be no salvation for anybody if Mary said no. Because God gives us the ability to say yes and no to the will of God. Mary said yes, so God needed her to say yes. God in his humanity needed Mary to change his diaper, to feed him, to teach him to walk. And if the God of the universe needed Mary, How could anyone say, I don't need her? If you do, you make yourself greater than Jesus Christ. Because Jesus needed Mary, so must we. And that's why he gave her to us. Why? Think about it. Mary formed Jesus in his humanity. She taught him how to pray, with Joseph, of course. She taught him how to walk. And so when I got ordained, I says, you know, and I have this dedication to our Blessed Mother. I'm a slave of Jesus. That's what this is. Through Mary. And don't ever be afraid. You know, St. Louis de Montfort says, you will never love Mary more than Jesus. So you can never love Mary too much. You'll never love her as much as Jesus loved her. And again, but some people do use her as a superstition. Oh, I go to Mary for everything. I say, would you go to her son? What was the last words Mary taught us? Do whatever he tells you. The very last words ever recorded in Scripture of Mary. Now again, I have my cheaters. I use my cheaters for everything, but I don't get stuck in my cheaters. I don't just stay looking at my cheaters. My cheaters help me look at other things better. Nobody looked at Mary. Nobody looked at Jesus more than Mary did. And so when we put Mary on, we get to see Jesus clearer because we see him through the eyes of his mother and how important that is for all of us. And so too, I have never, ever, ever, I've always had devotion because again, I was born March 26, 1960. And then I was baptized on April 17th, 1960, which was my mother's 19th birthday, and it was Easter Sunday. And one of the things that my mother did right after I was baptized, and here's this young, she had 18th birthday, because she had got married at 17, either way. Right after I was baptized, this girl didn't go to church much or anything else, my mother, she went and took me at the church of St. Ambrose where I was baptized, and as soon as I was baptized, walked over and lifted me up and gave me to the Blessed Mother. Huh? She knew what type of kid I was going to be, so she gave me away at birth. And so, as she gave me away to Mary, Mary took me. And it was funny because I didn't have real devotion to God, but I had devotion to Mary when I was younger. But it was like Mary took me by the hand and led me to Jesus. And so Mary always leads us to Jesus. If we really, and again, some people sit there and say, well, we don't pray to her. And we don't pray to her. We pray with her to Jesus. Remember in the early church, when the church was just founded at Pentecost, it says they were praying, this is in the Acts of the Apostles, they were praying with Mary. Mary was there praying with them. So when we pray with Mary. And as we pray with Mary, she always says, look at him, look at him, look at him. And just like if you come to me and say, well, she can't do anything. I say, stupid, stupid, stupid. If you come to me and say, hey, Father, can you pray for me? I can pray for you. Hey, Father, can you give me 50 bucks? If I had 50 bucks, I could give it to you, but I don't have it anymore because John put all his beer on my thing, and so I had to pay all the thing for John's beer. But that's all beside the point. And I found out it was true. It was John who put it on my hotel bill. Anyway, figures, figures, figures. So if I had 50 bucks, I could give you 50 bucks. Am I taking the place of Jesus?
No.
Nope, I'm an instrument of Jesus. We can go to Mary because Mary's alive. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So Mary is alive in Jesus Christ. And we can go to her and say, Mom, can you pray for us? Can Mary pray for us? Yes. Mom, can you get me something? Can you get something? Yes. All because of Jesus. It's part of the body. And if you don't believe about praying to Mary or talking to Mary, don't ever ask anybody to pray for you. Because it's the same thing. And let me give you a hint here, huh? Years ago, there's a great book on Mother Teresa of Calcutta by Monsignor Mosberg. And I had to do an introduction, something for the book. So I'm on the back cover. But when I read it, I'm thinking, oh, it really is. It's one of the best books ever. And one of the things with her, just as an aside, this isn't what I'm telling you, but she sat there and she was talking to all the nuns once and she says, you know, there's one sin I've never had to confess. And everybody looks like, Well, what's that, Mother? What sin have you never had to confess? And she says, that I ever judged anybody. And they says, how can you say that, Mother? And she says, because if I judged them, I couldn't love them. Oh, and as soon as I read that, I thought, I'm going to hell for sure. But the reality is, can you imagine that Mother Teresa never judged anybody once? Because if she did, she wouldn't be able to love them. And you do realize when we judge people, we stop loving them, if we ever loved them in the first place. So that's why when Jesus commands us to love, and then he commands us not to judge. And Catholics love to judge people in Jesus' name. We are forbidden. We are forbidden. We are forbidden. But that's not the thing. One of the things in there is she had a mini novena. You know, you all know what a novena is, correct? 9 days of prayer. She had a mini one. She would immediately, like, she'd stop. Like, she was trying to get Monsignor in to see the Pope with him that was one of her spirit director. And the person, this is John Paul II, he says, no, you can't go in. And Mother Teresa stopped. And she started praying, and they all know, here we go. Because she would say 10 memorares, 9 in petition, a novena, 9 prayers in petition, and 1 in thanksgiving for her hearing her prayer. And so, and I do that all the time. Now, memorare, you all know that, right? If you've been saying the rosary, it means the last prayer. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, it never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but hear and answer me. Amen. So, you do 10 of them. 9 in thanksgiving, 9 in petition, 1 in thanksgiving. Years ago, when I came back from the Holy Land the first time, 11 years ago, I came back and I was coughing a lot. And I've been coughing constantly. And so I have a lung doctor in my parish, and I says, hey, could I have pneumonia or something? He says, you might have bronchitis, Father, but I wouldn't worry about it. I'm going to come tomorrow. I'll come to the rectory and we'll check you out. So he came to my office and he checked me. He says, you sound fine, Father, but let's get an x-ray. So we went and got an x-ray. And when I went and got the x-ray, they found in my lung a tumor which was the size of a quarter. And he says, well, Father, it might just be a shadow. And he says, and it was the beginning of Lent, he says, so let's come back in 4 weeks and have it again. Well, Lent was, I was all over the road, I didn't. So at the end of Lent, he come up to me after Mass and said, Father, you gotta get this checked. Okay, come tomorrow. Okay, so I went back, and he says, okay, let's go and look at this. And he says, after he took the x-ray, he said, let's look at it together, Father. So we went in there together, and he goes, oh, my. I said, what do you mean, oh, my? He says, Father, here's that quarter. It's now the size of a half a dollar, doubled in size. And so he says, we're going to get you through this, Father. Don't worry. I said, oh, it doesn't matter. So anyway, so I go, I have to get either a CAT scan or an MRI, whatever it is, so they can do this. So I go before, and the hospital's right across the street from my church. So I knelt in front of our Blessed Mother, and I said, ma'am, either way, if I die, I'm ready. If you're ready to call me home, I'm ready. If you want me to live, I'm ready. But I also know that the doctor can say, Father, there is nothing there. Whatever you want. And then I said, the mini novena. I went over, got the CAT scan, came back over, sat in my easy chair. An hour later, the doctor called me, and he's jumping up and down on the other side. He's a very quiet man, but he's jumping up, and I go, Father, there's nothing there, there's nothing there, there's nothing there. I go, oh, praise God. He goes, no, Father, you don't understand. I had 3 doctors look at it. It would doubled in size. It was a mass, and it was growing very fast, and it's gone. And I said, praise God. The next morning, he called me, he says, Father, do you understand what happened? I go, I know exactly what happened. Are you kidding? Don't you believe in miracles? There is a miracle. God is always, so you can always go to our Blessed Mother. God gave you Mary to lead you to Jesus. Jesus did it on purpose. So don't ever pray. And again, one of the questions is John took her into her care, his care. Have you taken Mary into your care? Or are you one of those modern Catholics that say, I don't need Mary? So if that's who you are, there's the crucifix. So before you leave, I want you to come up and go, and spit on Christ and say, I don't want your greatest gift. I don't want your mother. She's not my mother. You can keep her. It's just me and you, Jesus. Is that who we are? Or do we receive the gift that he gave us on this cross? You are not an orphan. You have a mother. And she loves you. And she will protect you. And she will draw you closer to Jesus. That's why I love Our Lady of Guadalupe. When she says, I gave you that prayer, you know, that reading before you could come on the plane, if you downloaded it. Are you not my mother? Are you not my son? Are you not sitting in my lap? Am I not taking care of you? Is there anything else you need? And the answer is, no. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.